Toronto, in a direct response to what Canada has called unjustified tariffs from the United States, Prime Minister Mark Carney has announced a retaliatory 25% tax on U.S. vehicles that fail to meet the Continental Free Trade Agreement, CFTA, requirements. Carney's move comes after U.S. President Donald Trump imposed tariffs on Canadian steel, aluminum, and vehicles, pushing both countries to the brink of a new trade standoff. In a turbulent global economy, Carney's actions signal Canada's determination to defend its economic interests and pivot toward alternative trade partners. Context and background: why is this happening? On April 2, 2025, President Donald Trump unveiled a sweeping set of tariffs targeting numerous countries, although he refrained from imposing new levies on Canada and Mexico. However, the U.S. had already placed a 25% tariff on Canadian steel, aluminum, and vehicles, citing trade imbalances. In response, Prime Minister Carney declared that Canada would impose a retaliatory 25% tax on U.S. vehicles that do not comply with the CFTA, ensuring that these tariffs are not imposed on auto parts or vehicles produced in Mexico. This announcement comes amid rising tensions in global trade relations, where the U.S.'s protectionist policies are reshaping markets worldwide. In particular, Canada's automotive sector, one of the country's largest manufacturing bases, is bracing for the economic fallout. Impact on key sectors: automotive industry in focus. Canada's decision to implement the 25% tax on U.S. vehicles is expected to have a profound impact on the automotive industry in Ontario, Canada's manufacturing powerhouse. Ontario is already facing challenges, with a car plant in Windsor shutting down temporarily, affecting over 3,500 workers. The automotive sector in Ontario relies heavily on cross-border trade with the U.S., and these new tariffs are poised to disrupt supply chains and manufacturing operations. Key points: the tariffs will affect vehicles, not auto parts, and will not impact vehicle content from Mexico, maintaining the integrity of NAFTA-aligned trade. The automotive sector, especially in Ontario, could face prolonged disruptions, including temporary plant shutdowns, layoffs, and job losses. Political reactions: a growing trade conflict. Prime Minister Carney's decision to impose these tariffs signals a broader shift in Canada's trade policies. In a press conference, Carney stated, "If the U.S. no longer wants to lead, Canada will," positioning the country as a champion for free and equitable trade relationships, particularly with Mexico and Europe. In parallel, Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre has pledged to end the tariff madness if his party wins the federal election. Poilievre's plan includes pushing for a renegotiation of the Free Trade Pact and removing federal taxes on automotive purchases, offering potential relief to Canadian consumers but also raising questions about the long-term effects on the country's trade policy. Government support for affected workers to mitigate the impact of tariffs on Canadian workers. Carney emphasized that the revenue generated from the new taxes would be directed toward supporting sectors hit hardest by the trade war, particularly the automotive industry. The Canadian government is also expected to roll out additional relief measures to support workers in affected sectors, ensuring they receive the necessary resources to weather the economic storm. The election context: the trade conflict comes at a politically sensitive time, as Canada is in the midst of a federal election campaign. Carney's Liberal government has seen a recent surge in polling, largely due to a backlash against Trump's tariffs. If the current trend holds, the Liberals could secure a majority government in the upcoming election, with the tariffs playing a significant role in shaping public opinion. Expert analysis: economic repercussions. Economic experts have expressed concern about the long-term effects of continued tariff impositions on both the Canadian and U.S. economies. A sustained trade war would likely escalate costs for consumers and manufacturers, while also damaging job markets, particularly in Ontario's automotive sector. Ontario's manufacturing base is already under stress, and these new tariffs could exacerbate those challenges, said economist Lisa Donovan. The broader effects will depend on how quickly Canada can diversify its trade relationships and